Artie Shaw's theme song, Nightmare. He was born Arthur Jacob Arshowski in New York City, the Lower East Side. He was born on May 23rd, 1910. His parents were Jewish immigrants from Eastern Europe. His father was a dressmaker, and he grew up in New Haven, Connecticut, as a shy, withdrawn child, due mostly, he said, to the anti-Semitism that was practiced against him both in school and his neighborhood. He had piano lessons, but he didn't like them at all. But he was fascinated by vaudeville. He snuck in and he enjoyed the pit band musicians. He worked at a delicatessen to acquire his first instrument, a C melody sax, for $40. He took a couple of lessons at the age of 13 and practiced a great deal of the time, winning an amateur contest for $5 is what he won. He began working with local musicians. He bought an alto sax and learned to sight read in 1 month. Very talented young man, Artie was. He flunked school, however, purposely at the age of 15, and he acquired a soprano sax so that that could sub for his clarinet. And he changed his name to Art Shaw, in part to do away with that anti-Semitism. He played with a number of bands, learning the baritone and the clarinet. He was hired as a lead alto with a New York band in a New Haven theater. 1927 to 29, he was the lead alto with Joe Cantor, and he recorded his first record. He was with a band in Cleveland for a while and started writing arrangements. In 1930, he joined Irving Aronson in Hollywood. He loved classical music and studied the classics. In 1934, he returned to New York to pick up his formal education, since it had been abruptly terminated when he left high school at the age of 15. And he resumed his studio work there to support himself. He made his first public appearance as a leader in 1936 in a swing concert, which was pretty significant. It was held at Broadway's Imperial Theater, and it would later turn out to be a major turning point in his career and also a significant change in American music called jazz. Shaw, who was then completely unknown to the general public, did something that was totally unknown and unorthodox. He was filling one of the 3-minute interludes in front of the stage curtain while the established headliners, such as Tommy Dorsey, Bob Crosby, the Casaloma Band, and others, were setting up. Instead of the usual jazz group, a rhythm section fronted by a soloist, Artie composed a piece of music for an octet consisting of a legitimate string quartet, a rhythm section without the piano, and himself on clarinet. It was an extremely innovative combination of instruments for the time, and he fronted this unusual group playing a piece he had written expressly for this occasion. It was called Interlude in B Flat.
Thank you. From the French Casino on the Great White Way in New York City, the music of Art Shaw, his clarinet, and his orchestra.
Skeleton in the Closet.
A unique sound of Art Shaw and his band, 1936, and we will soon go into 1937. We are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of the great Artie Shaw, and we'll continue with that celebration. But the music of Artie Shaw, as you know, is...
Thank you.
Well, the music of Benny Goodman, and of course it's always been a great contest in big band history and in jazz laurels as to who was the best, Benny or Artie, but they were both great in their own rights. And due to Benny Goodman's swing craze, he was of course called the King of Swing, and that kind of music caused the change in the kind of music that Artie Shaw was playing with his strings, because it sort of lost favor with the public. So he disbanded his first band and organized a 13-piece conventional swing band, and now he was directly competing with Benny Goodman, and here's a couple of those tunes.
Thank you.
Music from the Artie Shaw Band, 1937, and into the beginning of a 1938 we went, where Benny was clearly the king of swing, and Artie was considered by many as an up-and-coming clarinet player, but not of the category of the king of swing. But in mid-1938, things started to change. For one, Artie hired Billie Holiday, one of my most significant pieces of jazz history, because Artie hired Billie as the first white band leader, which hired a black female singer. Benny had broken the color line by having Teddy Wilson and Lionel Hampton, but Artie broke it by bringing a black singer into a white band. And back in 1938, you can imagine the uproar that that caused, particularly in the South. But Artie didn't care. He even traveled with her, and we've talked about that many times in the recording of Billie with Artie is one of my most favorites because it's such an important part of jazz history and shows the inclusiveness of the music and the musicians. Well, that was part of what happened in mid-1938, but he also recorded a song which he later referred to as one of Cole Porter's very few flop shows, a song that came from one of Cole Porter's very few flop shows. And he had no idea what that song would do for his career. We'll tell you about that and play that and more. Tony Pastor there on the tenor, and that nice little tune, as Artie called it, from Cole Porter's flop show, was Begin the Beguine, and it within a year, it turned Artie Shaw into the new King of Swing. At least that's what some people said at the time. But I do know he earned as much as $60,000 a week after that song became a big hit. You know what that figure would be worth today? $60,000 a week? $600,000 a week would be more like it. Well, he sold thousands of that even today, in this day and age. That recording continues to be a big seller and is one of the best-selling records in the history. And here is the song, and the only song that we have, of Billie Holiday with Artie Shaw's orchestra. Thank you.
for just the asking, darling. Any old time you need me, I'll be there. With love that's lasting, darling, all through the years we'll stand together, sharing the tears and stormy weather and the sunshine. We'll be yours and mine. Any old time you're blue, you'll have our love to chase away the blues. And any old thing you do, I'll see you through. So just remember that I am waiting, dear. If ever you want me, I'll be near. Any old time and any place where you may be.
Thank you.
Put on your dancing shoes. FM Clayton, St. Louis. You're tuned in to classical music and the arts in St. Louis.
hallmark of syncopation. It's called Nightmare, and brings you the distinguished music of Artie Shaw and his orchestra from the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City. And now we have Helen Forrest to sing the words to My Reverie.
We're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of the great Artie Shaw. Opening up our number two, we start in November of 1938. Actually, the band was booked into the Blue Room at the Hotel Lincoln in New York City in late October 1938, where it stayed until February of 1939, when Artie signed on to the Melody and Madness radio program with humorist Robert Benchley. November of 1938 to October 1939.
Will somebody please wake up Benchley?
Will somebody wake up Benchley? Will somebody wake up Benchley? Better get him up.
Will somebody please wake
somebody please wake somebody please wake somebody please wake Benchley? Will somebody please? Wake Benchley!
I'm up!
All Gold presents Robert Benchley in Melody and Madness.
The Philo and Odd Company, makers of double mellow old gold cigarettes, take great pleasure in presenting the first in a new series of Sunday night programs featuring Artie Shaw and his orchestra, the songs of Dick Todd, and starring that famous author and movie actor, that well-known authority on anything from a Malayan archipelago to the home life of a penguin, the man who taught the nation how to sleep, Robert Benchley. Perhaps I'd better conclude with a quotation from that great Oriental philosopher who once said,
"I ain't rifty yip your mellow fellow."
Or, I should say, double mellow fellow. Which means,
swing it, gate!
And here's Artie Shaw swinging in the groove with the Yam.
In December of 1938, the band took up a couple of great additions. 21-year-old Buddy Rich, a wonderful young drummer, joined the band, as well as 19-year-old Georgie Auld on the tenor saxophone. Their addition to the band made the band even more popular. In Los Angeles, April 1939, Artie collapsed at the Palomar Ballroom. He was out for 5 weeks with a near-fatal blood disease. And in July of 1939, he made the movie Dancing Coed with Lana Turner, who you might remember turned out to be one of his many wives.
Thank you. One night when stars danced above, I'm old. So much in love, so Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine? Rosalind Bye.
Tony Pastor doing the vocals there. Well, we were telling you about Artie Shaw's marriages. He was a very difficult man, and he even called himself, quote, very difficult man. He was married 8 times. Jane Kearns, 1932-33. Margaret Allen, 34-37. Actress Lana Turner, 1940. Betty Kern, 42-43. The daughter of a songwriter, Joam Kern. And actress Ava Gardner, 1945-46. You remember her from Forever Amber. Author Kathleen Windsor, 1946-48. And actress Doris Dolling, 52-56. Another actress, Evelyn Keyes, 57-85. He had one son with Betty Kern and another son with, Doris Dolling is the other son.
Thank you.
KFUO-FM, Clayton, St. Louis. You're tuned in to classical music and the arts in St. Louis.
Of syncopation, it's called Nightmare, and brings you the distinguished music of Artie Shaw and his orchestra from the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City. And now we have Helen Forrest to sing the words to My Reverie.
We're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of the great Artie Shaw. Opening up our number two, we start in November of 1938. Actually, the band was booked into the Blue Room at the Hotel Lincoln in New York City in late October 1938, where it stayed until February of 1939, when Artie signed on to the Melody and Madness radio program with humorist Robert Benchley, November of 1938 to October 1939.
Will somebody please wake up Benchley?
Will somebody wake up Benchley? Will somebody wake up Benchley? Better get him up.
Will somebody please wake
somebody please wake somebody please wake somebody please wake Benchley? Will somebody please wake Benchley?
I'm up.
Old Gold presents Robert Benchley in Melody and Madness. The Philorlot Company, makers of Double Mellow Old Gold cigarettes, take great pleasure in presenting the first in a new series of Sunday night programs featuring Artie Shaw and his orchestra, the songs of Dick Todd, and starring that famous author and movie actor, that well-known authority on anything from a Malayan archipelago to the home life of a penguin, the man who taught the nation how to sleep, Robert Benchley.
Perhaps I'd better conclude with a quotation from that great Oriental philosopher who once said,
"I ye rifty yip joe mellow fellow,"
or I should say double mellow fellow, which means
swing it, gate.
And here's Artie Shaw swinging in the groove with the Yam.
December of 1938, the band took up a couple of great additions. 21-year-old Buddy Rich, a wonderful young drummer, joined the band, as well as 19-year-old Georgie Auld on the tenor saxophone. Their addition to the band made the band even more popular. In Los Angeles, April 1939, Artie collapsed at the Palomar Ballroom. He was out for 5 weeks with a near-fatal blood disease. And in July of 1939, he made the movie Dancing Coed with Lana Turner, who you might remember turned out to be one of his many wives.
Mm-hmm.
since one night when stars danced above. I'm old, old. So much in love, so Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine? Rosalie, mine.
Tony Pastor doing the vocals there. Well, we were telling you about Artie Shaw's marriages. He was a very difficult man, and he even called himself, quote, very difficult man. He was married 8 times. Jane Kearns, 1932-33. Margaret Allen, 34-37. Actress Lana Turner, 1940. Betty Kern, 42-43. The daughter of a songwriter, Joam Kern. And actress Ava Gardner, 1945-46. You remember her from Forever Amber. Author Kathleen Windsor, 1946-48. And actress Doris Dolling, 52-56. Another actress, Evelyn Keyes, 57-85. He had one son with Betty Kern and another son with, Doris Dolling is the other son.
A special version of the St. Louis Blues.
Thank you.
Artie Shaw is going to continue the program by playing a number which Helen Forrest is going to sing for us. Moonray.
Now a little bit of stuff. It's an oldie, about 10 years back, but it's got a nice new dip and tucker on it the way Artie Shaw does it. Let's have it, Artie. Dig-a-dig-a-doo.